Now let's discuss tailoring food packages. If changes to a food package are needed that do not contain foods or formulas requiring ARD, RVN, state-approved nutritionist approval, enhance, select the tailoring food package. Selecting the tailoring food package option allows you to maximize food options available to participants and ensure changes to the food package are saved for future months. Some of the most commonly tailored food items are yogurt, cheese, soy milk, tofu, goat milk, lactose-reduced milk, juice, dry milk, evaporated milk, and UHT milk. Remember, your role is to tailor the food package based on information you gather during the nutrition and breastfeeding assessment, considering health and nutrition needs, plus personal preferences and household situations. What are some common examples of participant situations that require tailoring? Food allergies and intolerances are common situations that may require tailoring, such as in cow's milk allergy or lactose intolerance. Another common situation that might require tailoring would be assisting participants who are homeless or lack refrigeration. Package changes could include offering UHT milk or dried milk instead of regular milk, and shelf-stable juice boxes instead of frozen or bottled juice. 2% milk is also commonly tailored for participants in certain situations. Here's some information from the Arizona WIC Policy and Procedure Manual regarding 2% milk. Reduced-fat 2% milks can be issued to one-year-olds for risk of nutritional deficiencies or if overweight or obesity is a concern. Low-fat 1% and fat-free milk shall only be authorized for medically fragile participants with medical documentation. Reduced-fat 2% milk is available for those participants over age 2 with certain conditions, including, but not limited to, being underweight, risk for nutritional deficiencies, and for women with maternal weight loss during pregnancy.